Phil, you got to put your food on the ground. I feel bad that I'm keeping you from your food, especially with the way that you played tonight. So I hope you're not taking that aggression out on me. But to come out here playing with this first team line, to register two sacks and a forced fumble, how good does that feel coming off the strong training camp performances that you've had?
It feels great, though, man. God is good. That's all I can say. I put forth the effort, and he blessed me with talents and put me in opportunities to make plays, and I took advantage of it tonight.
You talk about that speed coming off the edge. How challenging is it for these offensive tackles to be able to stop that coming off the edge because you get off the ball so quickly?
It's a great advantage, you know, to have that leverage coming around the corner and bend and, you know, lean. It's a great advantage because there's a lot of taller tackles in this league, and if you can get it under their shoulder pads and under their arms, it's kind of easy to lean with the leverage that I have and make plays. But also I have to give a shout out to my fellow defensive linemen. Everybody collapsed the pocket, you know, and had the quarterback sitting at a level that I was able to turn the corner and make some plays tonight.
Now, it's one thing to be able to get around the tackle, but it's another thing to be able to finish off the play and get the sack. What was it that happened for you tonight to be able to finish off those plays?
Man, like I say, it was just God's grace and mercy, man. I played hard, but, you know, opportunities don't come like this every day. You know, you can work hard as a pass rush all night long and not come out with a sack, but, you know, I think it was just the opportunity presented itself, and I just took advantage of it.
You got the top two quarterbacks tonight, too. You got Roethlisberger. I mean, these are some heavy hitters. Leftwich has won a lot of games in the league. What's it like to take down these two quarterbacks?
It feels great. You know, watching football all my life, I know what caliber player those type of guys are. And, you know, it was fun getting that experience to take down Roethlisberger, and I look forward to doing it in the future.
Now, what happened on the forced fumble now with Leftwich? It was just a matter of you were able to get to him and knock the ball loose. It was just when you hit him, the ball came out. Can you take us through what happened there when you got to Leftwich?
Oh, well, I saw that it was going to be a pass. I read the offensive lineman's stance, and I just got off the ball as hard as possible, did a little club and ripped, and once I came around the corner, I was kind of behind the quarterback already, so I just reached in with my nearest arm and knocked the ball out. It was just sitting right there, perfect opportunity.
What was it you read about the offensive lineman that told you it was a pass play?
Sometimes I can't give everything away, but you just, as a defensive lineman, you had that intuition as well as, you know, the down and distance that they want to make a first down at this particular time. So, you know, it's pass rush time.
Derek Landry was helping create some of the havoc up the middle. This was a guy who, you know, had a great training camp in preseason a year ago, was so disruptive in the backfield for you guys last season. How impressive was his performance working with his first team tonight?
It's been great. You know, Derek Landry, he's very inspiring, man. You know, you look at a guy that works so hard and scraps away for everything that he has, and, you know, he deserves every achievement he gets because he's a hard worker, you know. Everybody in the D-line room looks up to him, you know, because just off of how hard he works, man, it's just, you know, inspiring.
Do you remember your first preseason game last year?
I do remember. I think it was Baltimore. That was a long game, man.
And did you get in any time before the fourth quarter?
I don't think so. I think I got in pretty late in that game, yeah, in the fourth quarter. But, you know, at the end of the game, they left us in there, but, you know, fortunately, I made a play that game as well.
Well, what a difference a year makes that you're coming here in the first preseason game and now you're running with the first team.
It's a bit different there.
It is, you know, what a difference a year makes, man. You know, I worked hard all last year to prove myself, and I still have a lot of proving to do, but I feel as though, you know, I know what type of role I can have on this team and what I can do to make the team better. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
What is that, Robbie, Phil? I mean, where can you be right now?
Well, obviously right now I have great pass rushing ability, and I also can fill in on special teams. And, you know, just a year ago I didn't know my teammates. It just feels good to know the facilities, and, you know, it's a comfortable moment for me right now rather than coming in from the lockout and just being thrown into the fire early.
Yeah, I mean, you look around the league and the best teams have more than one pass. I mean, the Giants had three. Last year, the Niners had Smith and Alden Smith, and then the other guy on the side, I can't remember. I mean, do you feel like there's room for you to join the Babb and Cole train here and you know, be a top flight pass rusher?
Oh, for sure. I think in our defensive line room, we're very competitive. And, you know, if I see them putting up big numbers, I want to play harder. And vice versa, they see me coming out here working hard in the preseason, and I'm pretty sure, you know, that gets to them, and they want to work harder too. So I think we all feed off each other. We can all make each other better, and that's why I have a role on this team.
A couple of weeks ago, Jeff